Postman Li Bing with Yanyuan County Post Service gets up early with his son Li Qianyu. They spike their horse.
阿舅，我给你看盒子呢。哎，就，你信吗？这个地方，这样子，你看嘛，这样子，你把钱和把钱就交给这样子，这样子以后就马上这样子应该起来了，这样子。
After 4 days' walk, they delivered Myers to Yantan Township last night from Lugu Lake. This morning, they will start off to send collected Myers back to Lugu Lake. Summer is a rainy season in mountains. As they finish spiking, it starts raining but soon gets clear. Li Bing is now asking his son to prepare the horse pack. Besides mice, they bring with them felt blanket, butter and potatoes, which are indispensable for them on the way back.
Hello. Hey. Yeah. Hello.
Yanchang Township and Lugu Lake are separated by the Jingping Mountain Range and three White Rivers with a distance of 180 kilometers and an elevation of 2,600 to 3,000 meters. For 2,000 years without any postal service, this area was governed by the Xiftian regime. In 1957, the government set up a branch post office in Lugu Lake, as well as the Pony Express to Yanchang Township via Mountain Maonu. In the early 80s, the route was redesigned via Taozi and Changbai. Now a Yanchang-Lugu highway is under construction, which is expected to be completed by next year. But before that, Li Bing and his son still serve as a primary information link between Yanyuan County and the outside world. Li Bing is 54, a Mongolian. His family name is Jia Xi, and the given name is Bing Ma Xil, meaning a flower over the sea. He was a herdsboy when young. At 15, he was selected to study at Xichang Management College for 2 years. Since then, he has worked along this postal route for about 30 years. Although he was promoted as deputy director of the Lugu Lake Postal Service, he's still obsessed with postman's duties. His son, Liu Qianyong, 24, returned from his 4-year army service a couple of months ago. Having failed to find a job, he'd like to follow father and hope someday will become a full-time postman. With much curiosity, this is the first time he's on way with his father. In mountains, the place to rest has to have water. It is not until 4 p.m. that father and son find water over here side. They stop their horse and prepare their lunch.
今天休息难了，哎呀，这个要吃，我这一回都没法进去了，我的亏。星星之火，我苦也鸟眼。
这里咱什么？红色马铃薯，咋子？什么玩意儿？这是马铃薯。嗯。有风。
Made of salt, tea water, and butter. The butter tea is the staple drink of Tibetans and Mongolians, and Li Bing's favorite drink as well. Arrive at the abandoned farm, which used to produce coniferous pines, a major production base of Yanyuan County timber. Because of overfilling, the farm has moved to some other place. The leaves are now ready to put up for the night under two trees.
这么远的路就可以了，但还不用去看。Spotted
Food is the name of the horse. At age of two, she was contracted to Li Bing. Horses usually live for 30 years. The age from 5 to 15 is their prime of life. She is 6 now and was Li Bing for 4 years. They have built up a strong mutual affection. Li Bing regards her both as a male carrier and his lifelong company.
石湖山，和游旅游好，和建筑也好，不管哪一方面，都是要和人与人之间的关系要搞好，人家最受欢迎。也弄了以后，就马上会弄饭给你吃，马上给你要喂给你，叫马车给你，
就不要在车上。
A day's work gets them very fatigued. After a simple supper, they spread the blanket and take an early sleep. Next day, when the sun just rises, they are on way already. It is regulated that they have to arrive at Taozi village within the day and deliver the mire to the village government. Most of the residents there are e-nationals. This Yi people are said to move here in the Qing dynasty. As the area is surrounded by difficult mountains, the pony expresses were the chief means of transportation. They traveled at the borders of Sichuan, Yunnan, and Tibet, and even as far as to India and Burma. They carried mountain products and brought in news and stories from the outside. However, in the past decades, there only existed short distance pony expresses. Li Bing often come across these pony expresses on the way. Sazigu is a friend of Li Bing's. At noon, they come to have a rest at his home. Sazigu is a veteran and they got to know each other in 1989 at a local farmer's sport meet when he was a basketball star. Sazigu is pleased at Li's arrival and insists on killing a piglet to feed him, a most courteous
reward.
Я не знаю.
要快滚到渗透出来。
Some internal organs are baked. The rest is made into a consomme.
把筛子去面部蒸。
面部。就我的，这几天研究过的一些，还有新式的蛋，我两个拉动啊。
Sazigu originated in Shifang Plainland, and after wedding, he settled down in Chunmubai. In addition to 20 mu of his hill land, which is about 3 acres, he raises 8 sheep, 5 oxen, and 6 piglings. This makes him over 1,000 yuan a year, which is about $120. He studied for 3 years at school and was re-educated in the army. People viewed him as a village scholar. He thinks about sending his daughter to cities. The pigling is well cooked. According to the Yi customs, the Sazigu family would have guests to eat before them. They leave Chunmubai at 3 p.m. Meeting of old friends, still please leaving would be fine to hear.
新鲜小肉啊，
好多的新鲜，都是蛋，
我要全部都拆出来，
蛋，好多
的蛋鱼肉，
这，这还就拆了哈，嗯。
Before dawn, come to Tazi village. Having registered at an inn, they come to the village government courtyard.
没有，
吃了。
你给我就是我大子，一个好儿子，都是新鲜感。
哦，对对对，好好，
你把子牵起来。
好起来了，
干我一会
儿。哦，对对，嗯，对对，好。
对，
哦。嗯，好，走走走，走吧走吧，好嘞。
来，
走。
At night, they come for drink at the home of the Manglu Lan, his friend. Liping's father-in-law is Tibetan, who became sword brothers with Lang Lu Lan long time ago. This kinship lasts right up today. Lang Lu Lan is a private businessman well known in the village. He used to be a local film projectionist. As the construction of Yuan Yuan Lugu Highway took his films, he was compensated with a good sum of money. Since then, his fortune keeps growing from his initial trading of mountain products. His wealth grows so large that even the village cooperative seems no business rival of him. Such a large business needs equally efficient communication, so he hopes to install a telephone.
和限制。
你这按过来就要给你专线按过的话，那就投点价了。
投着要。
哦，那就投几千块钱嘛，就
好几千块钱，
就得这样子。
但如果以后那个，你们说这个广告是
我
讲
的，
多成本多少没什么关系嘛，做生意人多着了。
The third morning, Li Bing suffers stomach ache.
Ah, yeah, 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 yeah.
我人身上就不好了，就要去把伤护掉了。
啊，每次出门都是这样子的，
还不是去了，还是去的好。
It takes 4 days for one-way trip from Yanchuan to Lugu. They have 2 days walk. Li Bing feels he must keep on walking.
那我累的，白天了我今天是个。
是啊。
Descendants of the Mongolian king Bugulin. Still others say they moved here at the end of Qing dynasty. Li Bing doesn't know which is right. He only knows that his ancestors have lived here for thousands of years, and his offspring will keep living on this land. After delivery of the Chang Bai mails, they arrive at the Chao Man village at dusk, where they are going to stay for the night. The village is located at the hillside, co-inhabited by Tibetans, Yi and Han peoples.With Tibetans making up the majority. Tonight, they will stay at the home of Cao Zha Shi, a lama and a friend of Li's as well. Throughout their life,Villagers rarely go out to see what look like over the mountain. Horse travelers are heroes in their mind. The arrival of Li Bing will routinely bring them lots of new stories. They calculate the day and then gather around waiting for his arrival. This has been kept for many years.
Yeah. 下的坡树。
妈，你看你那边的
The night is deepening. Still in high mood, villagers are dancing the traditional Tibetan dance called Bodrum dance. Tibetans said the Chiao Man village have been living in this area for over 2,000 years. Unlike Yi and Han peoples, they still live on slash and burn agriculture, growing potatoes and barley, as well as raising some cattle and sheep. In the middle 80s, there appeared a growing number of cattle dealers. Villagers came to know animal husbandry will make money.And every family began to raise cattle, sheep, mules, and horses. In such a village of half agriculture and half animal husbandry, villagers find themselves are now becoming well off. Morning of the fourth day, Cao Zha Shi gets up very early and chants blessing for Lee's to have a safe trip home.
沙子站着通路口迎着路路把松石当在站了公交车当在站了公那就求其拉着通那个
现在也是沙林了沙林沙东马谁让你无意只说这座拉南湖西无路没了啦走拉街走拉路那对我的书
Afternoon, they finally arrive at the Puya Pass. From here, they see the Lugu Lake. The Lugu Lake is their home and their sacred place as well. Traditionally secluded, the lake is witnessing changes taking place in the past years.Mountain product dealers and tourists are frequenting this area. When the highway is completed next year, the pony express will become history. Li Bin has walked on this Maya route for over 30 years. He finds it hard to see it disappear. He figures to walk on and on till the day when the highway is put into operation.